You're listening to the audio production of Know What You're For, Audio Bible Study by Jeff Henderson, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Know What You're For includes high-quality, live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
I'm so excited that you've joined me for this journey because we're going to talk about two questions that can grow you and me, can grow the roles that we have in our lives, can grow even our businesses or organizations and career. But most of all, I want to start with how these two questions can grow you. And so I want to walk you through these two questions, challenge you on how to answer these. And I think what you're going to discover is as we go through this journey together, these two questions are going to be an extraordinary gift, not only to you, but to the people in your life and the people in my life. So here are the two questions from the very beginning. Question number one, what do you want to be known for? What do you want to be known for? I mean, you've got this extraordinary gift. I've got this extraordinary gift called a life. What do we want to be known for? What do you want to be known for in the roles and responsibilities of your life? What kind of spouse or what kind of father or mother or what kind of friend, what kind of leader, what kind of employee, what are the roles that you have in your life, what do you want to be known for? Now, that's question number one. That's your question to answer. Question number two is the challenging one, and that is, what are you known for? What are you known for? Now, this question is the question for the people in our lives. This is the question for our spouse or our kids or our employees or employers, our friends, our family. This is the question that they get to answer. And here's the power of these two questions. When the answers to these two questions match, when what you want to be known for is what you're known for, guess what happens? We grow. We become the people God is calling us to be. That's the power. That's the simplicity. That's the challenge of these two questions. And so in this journey, what we're going to discover is how these two questions can grow us personally in the personal responsibilities in our lives. But we're also going to discover how these two questions can impact our businesses, our churches, our organizations that we give our lives to. But before we get there, I want to share with you how these two questions have impacted me personally. And I want to share with you a couple of ways of how I've answered these two questions to give you some examples of how you might want to answer these two questions yourself. So let's go back to question number one. What do I want to be known for? Well, there's a couple of ways that I specifically answer those. The first one is I want to be known for being for the person in front of me. Whoever is currently in front of me, I want to be for that person. So right now, that's you. And my hope and my prayer is that you would experience that, as we go through this journey together, you would say that Jeff is for me by giving me some helpful content. But this morning, I was in front of a coffee barista. I wanted her to know I was for her. The incredible men that are filming this video series, I want them to know that I am for them. And that's a challenge for me because I go, like you, we go to a lot of different places all throughout the day. Whoever is in front of me, I want that person to have my full attention and that they would walk away and go, that guy was for me. Now, the other answer to that question for me, and there are many others, but I'm just giving you two, comes from a passage in the book of Luke. In Luke chapter 18, verse 8, Jesus says, "When I return to the earth, will I find faith?" That question has always bothered me in a really good way. And the way I answer that, and the way I answer this question is, what do I want to be known for? I want to be known to be found faithful. So if Jesus comes back today and walks up to me, I want him to look at the roles and responsibilities I have in my life, and I want him to say, Jeff, I find you faithful as a husband. Jeff, I find you being faithful in the role I've given you as a dad. Jeff, I found you faithful as the role I've given you as a pastor. I found you faithful in the financial decisions that you make. And that's a challenging, challenging thing. But every single
sample complete. Ready to continue?